Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
Today we're going to talk about we have a list of six obstacles, personal obstacles to success. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about the one I shouldn't get paid for what I do because it's easy for me. Mm. And I just tell you this cute little story about Catherine and I. This was the first piece of information that she and I developed together sometime in the early 90s, the six personal obstacles to success. And we delivered it to a group of graphic designers. It was their association. And we depressed the entire audience. And we learned from then, that this is really good information, but we have to deliver it very differently. And now we don't deliver it, you know, as straight as we did. It's much more interesting now. But anyway, this is one on the list. We recently were cleaning out files and we found the list and got really excited.
We did.
So this is a pretty interesting one. Let me just say it again. I don't need to get paid much, or I don't need to get paid for what I do because it's easy for me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what do you want to say?
Yeah, I mean, I actually, what I would like to say is I feel like a lot of highly creative people actually have this personal obstacle to success. They don't realize that the things that are their natural talents and the skills that they've developed, that not everyone can do them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's funny, I was talking to someone the other day who is just an incredible writer, interviewer, so articulate person, and I said, you realize that you're bringing such a specific gift to this situation. And he looked at me with a completely blank stare and said, what? Everyone can do this. And that's, I think, part of when something comes to you very, very easily, you assume that other people can do it easily as well.
Well, if it's not something you learned, something you were a gift you were born with, it's a natural talent.
Yeah.
And that could be drawing or painting or designing, right, in the creative fields, and writing music. I mean, all of that. It's difficult to know whether you're good at it or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's child prodigies. There are people that have natural talents that are there. So I think we have this thing, if we didn't work hard to attain it, then it's not real.
And also, you're bringing up a really good point. If you're not the very best at something, like if there was a child prodigy and whatever it was you were studying and you're not that person, then there's a tendency to minimize. There can be a tendency to minimize your talent.
Well, if you're brought up in a home like I was, where that wasn't fostered, you know, you may have had a natural talent, but your parents didn't see it as a big deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe put it down or didn't encourage you, then you really don't know how special it is.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you'll know that you have this obstacle to success if you have a hard time asking to be paid a decent amount for what you do. Certainly if you're self-employed, you may tend to way underprice your goods and services. If you are employed, you sense that you're probably not being paid that much, you may be fine with it or think that it may be okay. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking there are certain industries, and I will be so bold as to say, I think publishing is one of them, where people who really love reading and writing and editing, the assumption is you're lucky to be here.
Right.
Right.
Right. So you may be in an industry that tells you you're lucky to be here, and regardless of your talent, you're not going to be paid much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think that's true for a lot of talents, that they're not valued.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, in the arts are not valued.
Right.
And the competition is great, and the opportunities to make money are minimal.
Right.
So it can be a hard career. Not always, but it can be. But then I think other people have natural talents that are very marketable.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like they could just have been born with a knack for technology or for building or
right.
just all kinds of, you know, math. There's all kinds. But the fact that you've always had it and it always came easy to you,
right.
that's the problem.
That's right. That's what makes you take it for granted and assume that other people can do it easily.
Right, because you never struggled.
Yeah.
So why can't everyone else do it? So there's a process of learning that. Oh, okay, I have this talent that people don't have, and I have to, this is my gift, and I have mm-hmm. to get rewarded for it.
Right.
right.
Because this is how I'm going to have a roof over my head.
Right.
So there has to sort of be a transition where you take that in.
Yes. Well, and that, Kathy, is the first step, is because what I find is for people who have this, and you know who you are, if you feel like you shouldn't get paid for what you do because it's easy for you, you probably also have a way of repelling the people who compliment and recognize your
oh,
work.
Oh, boy, that's true.
Yeah. So the first step would be to stop repelling when people give you positive feedback
mm-hmm.
and to start really listening and questioning your own assumption in this regard. If people are saying, wow, that's amazing, stop and take that in for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Try not to deflect it.
Yeah, it's hard. But yes, I agree with that.
Yeah, so that would be one step. And then the next step is once you realize that you should be paid far more for what you're doing, even though it's easy for you, I would think you would need to get some coaching probably about how to either ask for more money in your job or start raising the cost of your product or service. Some way, someone to teach you how to advocate for yourself and how to put a higher value on what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. I think everybody, you know, who's listening should really think about, well, what do I bring? That's my natural talent that I undervalue.
Yeah.
And maybe it's that you can see a big picture, that
yeah.
you're able to do that. Or maybe you're able to take somebody else's big picture and create a plan for them to do it.
Yes. Yeah.
Or maybe you're just super organized and can keep everyone else on track or create systems for everyone.
Yeah.
There's so many things that we bring to the workplace that really is the thing that makes us
special.
Yeah, special at work. And everybody's got something like that. Maybe it's just the way they get along with people also is that they can bring people together
right.
and work effectively as a team.
Right.
So you should really take some time to think about, well, what is my real gift? And it's a gift. You know, what is my natural talent here?
Right.
What is the thing that I bring that I didn't have to work all that hard for it. It's just who I am.
Well, I remember years ago when we were working on Going Indie, remember that, mm-hmm. the very first book, we talked about your talent is the thing that people come to you and ask you to do when you're not at work.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Friends and family will come to you and say, will you please plan this party for me?
Yes.
Will you please draw this for me?
Take me shopping.
Will you exactly. Take me shopping. Cook. Show me how to cook this. Show me how to do.
How to redecorate.
Exactly.
Organize.
So, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or they call you because they have personal problems and you're really helpful in helping them figure it out.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're their unpaid therapist.
But there may be something there that maybe you should go into coaching. There may be some work that's related to that, you know, because it's important to not only know your natural talents, but utilize them.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's the thing we undervalue. And it's really the core of who we are professionally.
Yes.
It's based on your natural talents. And if you're unhappy at your job, you probably are not using them.
I was going to say, that's so interesting you said that, because I recently was working with someone who kept getting fired, but he was getting fired because he was underemployed.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you're talking about that big picture thinking. He actually has this very strategic, high mind, conceptual way mm-hmm. of seeing things.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in these kind of line administrator positions that he was horrible at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until someone gave him a chance to write a business plan and construct a whole rollout of a campaign that he finally impressed someone enough to get promoted to the right kind of position.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah, so this is something that everybody has to figure out.
Yeah.
And it's not an easy thing to figure out. You know, because I help a lot of people figure it out. But the, one of the places you start is, why do people call you? What do your friends call you and ask you to do? One way. What do your, you know, parents give you credit for?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe they don't, but some parents do.
All right, so we're saying again that this is a personal obstacle to success, which is, I shouldn't get paid much for what I do because it's easy for me. We're encouraging you to notice what those things are that are easy for you and to identify them as your talents, and then to get assistance in getting paid more, whether it's at your job or through your self-employed activities of product or service, and to notice who comes to you for what, free of charge, and realize that those are probably some of the gifts that you bring.
Mm-hmm.
That it?
That's it.
All right. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime, and enjoy your talents.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.